Hello. Testing. Hello, everybody. I'm just testing how this works out while I'm plugging everything in. Good morning. Good afternoon. Does it beep for anybody else when others join, or is that just on my end, the beeping? I hope it's just on my end, the beeping. Otherwise, it's kind of annoying. Hi, everybody. Hello. I put a little hashtag in case you want to write stuff to me. Yeah, just curious if you can hear me fine, even though I'm moving. I'll be moving a lot and plugging things in and out. I just need a little company because this is so tedious. I hope you're all having a great day. Not great afternoon, I don't know. I did something monumental today. I dusted my PC for the first time. And now I'm troubleshooting and plugging things in and out. Okay. Yeah, don't build your own PC, everybody. Don't do it. It's a trap. It's a mistake. I have this thing happen. So I put all my wires kind of in separate bags. So for example, I had a bag with just my microphone wires. Then I had a bag with like monitor one wires, then I had a bag with another. And while I was taking a nap, my flesh mother wanted to surprise me and unpack my suitcase, which was very nice of her. But she threw all of the wires in one big bag. And now I just have to, sort through it all. I don't want to do it alone. I need company. Do you always plug your computer before streaming? It's just that I moved. I moved last night. I moved last night, which is why I have to plug everything in from the beginning. Now, where do I begin? Oh my goodness. Okay. Let me grab maybe a book to put you on. Oh, wait. I can just put you on my stand. Is the volume all right, everybody? I hope you can hear me just fine. Sort of like a one-person podcast, right? Sort of like that. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I haven't even begun with plugging in anything that, like, I haven't even plugged in my microphone yet or anything else. Yeah, this is fine. Awesome. Thank you for letting me know. I haven't plugged my switch, my microphone. Right now, I'm just still trying to figure out the two monitors. Okay, so let me see. Volume is fine. Thank you. Okay, so my monitors have power. That's good. They're just missing signal. Let's do it again. I don't know if this is true or not, but somebody was telling me that, let's say you have your cable, right? You have the cable that plugs into your monitor and the cable that plugs into your PC. Sometimes you have to, like, let's say there's side A and side B and they're the same. And you're thinking you're plugging A into the monitor and then B into the computer. You might have to redo them and plug the same thing, but kind of the other way. Oh. So here I am plugging the same thing the other way. All right, let's try this again. This is like cable number three. And I'm getting a little bit intimidated because I'm running out of cables. So one of these has to work. You think it's better to put some labels on your wires? The reason I didn't label my wires was because I purposely put them into separate bags, right? I purposely was like, okay, so this is all the cables for this monitor, and they're in the bag with the same monitor. All of the cables for this monitor are in this bag with this monitor. And just to be clear, I'm very grateful that, Flesh Mother undid everything and unpacked everything. But at the same time, I'm basically gonna have to troubleshoot it all. How is everybody? Have you done your Christmas shopping? Have you gotten presents? I got a few presents, but I have no idea what to get. My flesh mother's husband. I usually just get him cognac. I don't know what to get him. All right, let's take a look. Oh my goodness. I also don't know if I should be like restarting my computer every single time. All right, this one is doing nothing. All right, this cable is not it. This cable is not it. It is not it. All right. Let's try this one. I hope this is someone's kind of ASMR. It's just trial and error. You try something like, oh, darn it, that's not how it's meant to go. Oh, no, that's not how it's meant to be. Okay, HDMI, no signal. All right. That's the third HDMI cable I try to plug into this monitor. I wonder if I have any of those VGA cables. DVI? All right, another cable bites the dust. How many do I have left? Dun, 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 dun. All right. I have this other cable, but that's not HDMI. It's a slightly thicker one. That's for my other monitor. Okay, how many do I have left? This is bad. We're running out of cables, everybody. Okay, fourth HDMI cable. Will it cable? The best gift for if you don't know what to give somebody is something they can drink or eat. I agree. That's why I usually get him cognac. But he already has so much cognac, I don't think he can drink it all fast enough. I really don't think he can drink all of it fast enough. Oh, okay. All right, everybody. Cable number four. Do you believe in me? Cable number four. I'm gonna try it both sides. All right. Cable number four, try one. Cable number four, attempt one. Right, monitor on. HDMI, no signal. It's okay. There's another side to the cable. Let's try the other side. There's another side to the cable. Okay. Let's try this one more time. HDMI, no signal. Darn it. Am I using the right HDMI port? Yeah, I am. There's only one, believe it or not. I'm actually quite surprised by this. I only have one HDMI port on my PC. My other port is like a thicker, it's not an HDMI, it's slightly thicker. So one of my other monitors is using that one. And I think my third monitor was using like a VGA or whatever it's called. VGA to HDMI, I think. Because I only have one HDMI port, believe it or not. I don't think the monitor would have died, you know. I mean, I unplugged my monitor yesterday at 6 in the morning. I don't think my monitor, like, both my monitors would have just died in a day. That's kind of strange. Doesn't make any sense, right? Like, oh, you know what? Just. Everything dies. Just one day, just to screw with me. Just to screw with me. I don't know if I have any more HDMI cables. Right. Do I have any more HDMI cables? Okay. Well, this means one of these should work. I have tried four separate cables. This means one of them should work. And then I have the non-HDMI. I don't know what they're called. It's like a slightly thicker than HDMI cable, but that's for another monitor. Let me double check that I really only have just one. Just one. Yeah, I really only do have just one.
The rest are HDMI and others, yeah. I have two, four, yeah, I have like eight HDMI and SS plugs.
Man, we have a VR party. And spoiler alert, I have a new, I think it's supposed to be a collab with Mikuro and Giga today. But I don't know if Kuro saw it on the calendar, number one. Number two, I don't know if I'm gonna have everything working in 4 hours. Can I give you an idea of what to get somebody as a present? Get them Matara Con merch. I'm kidding. I don't know. Do they like Warhammer? Get them a figurine. If they like alcohol, get them a bottle of wine. You know? Спасибо, Кайзер. Слушаешь? All right, let's try the other monitor. Let's not get sad. Let's keep going. Time is honey, as somebody I know used to say. Okay, so I have three of the other cables, the non-HDMI, the other one. Let's turn it on my other monitor. So, all right, my other monitor. What am I gonna do if this doesn't turn on? More Lethal Company. Hopefully not. I think we're doing Lethal Company on Thursday for Henya's new outfit, or Friday. I forget exactly what day it's going. Okay. So it's not this cable. Let me try another one. I don't know what this other cable is, but it just says D on it, and it's slightly thicker than an HDMI. It's like the port next to the HDMI. I have three of these to try on my other monitor, so let's go. Let's try. I have three total, so I have two others to try. Yeah, I think we're playing Lethal Company on Thursday for Henya's new outfit. And I'm excited. I'm excited for everybody to see her new outfit. She's so cute. I bet you everyone's gonna be so excited when she's wearing a two-piece bikini in her winter outfit. Oh no! I accidentally spoiled Henya's outfit. Oh no, please don't tell her that I told everybody she's gonna have a two-piece bikini for her winter outfit. No. How could I have done this? Oh no. Oh no. I did it. All right. Oh my goodness. Believe it or not, I'm more tired from plugging in these cables and bending down and up than I am from a proper workout. Okay, no signal detected. All right, let's plug in the other way. La 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 la. This is nice. Thank you for keeping me company. I appreciate it. I wonder if I have any stories to tell you about my move. Nothing really eventful happened. Actually, at my move. So I don't know. The D cable is DisplayPort. Oh, thank you. All right. Yeah, you're doing it right, AJ. So I have three DisplayPort cables for my second monitor, and then I have four HDMI cables for my first monitor. One of these has to work. All right. So the DisplayPort number two doesn't work. There's only one left. So. If this one doesn't work, I don't know what will. I wonder, like, if I turn on my PC wrong somehow. But why? I mean, the PC, I just plugged it into power, and the PC turns on, and the monitors have power. They just say no cable connected now. At first, it was saying no cable connected, and then when I connected the cable, it said, no signal. But these are all the wires I have. You know? These are all my wires. So, could they all have magically broken? You wanted to ask me if we could talk in Russian? I conduct my streams in English. So if I start speaking in Russian, I'm gonna have to also translate in French, and it's a lot more extra work. It's really hard to have multilingual streams. I have a lot of respect for Henya, who somehow manages to do it. I'm not nearly as good as Henya, so unfortunately, it's a lot easier for me to just go with one language. All right. My other display port is in. I guess the only story I really have is that no matter how old you get, oh. Hold on. Hold on. Nothing. 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 All right, let's replug it another way. It sucks because if I don't get this working, I might have to call a tech. And I doubt that the tech will have time to come before the stream today. So that is not good. That is very not good. That is not very good at all. I mean, at this point, it must be something else than the wires. Because I did everything correct with the wires at this point. I'm not that bad that I can't plug and unplug a wire. Damn. Okay. Well, that's no good. Oh yeah, I guess my only story I have is that I already got into a small argument with my flesh mother yesterday. It's nothing really big, but it's about I was talking about my current kind of fitness goals. And flesh mother is a little bit older, and she's very much into diet culture. So she was like, "You know, if you want to get fit, you just have to eat 1,000 calories a day." And I'm very tall. I'm a lot taller than her. I have a lot more muscle. I eat a lot of protein to kind of keep my muscle on my body, where my maintenance calories is honestly not too far from 2,000. I think like my maintenance last I checked was 1,800. So if I work out and I want to build muscle, I can't go to 1,000 calories. I won't have any. And I'm not trying to lose weight. I'm trying to bulk up. So we got into, I'm sure everybody can relate when you have a parent and they tell you something that they read online or in a magazine. Yeah, maybe you should eat 1,000 calories if you're 10 and you are, 145 centimeters. So that was nice. Everything in life comes with a price, right? Living with other people versus living alone, everything comes with a price. Do you want the price of loneliness, or do you want to sometimes get into arguments? Everything comes with a price. I didn't book a technician for my PC because I thought, oh, it's not that bad. I'll just unplug the wires and do it myself. And now I'm probably going to miss a day of streaming because of it. Everything comes with a price. Dun, dun, dun. Are you able to see if the video card powers up the fan spin? Yep, it did. Because I felt the fan being cold. Hold on. Yeah. So the PC powers up and the fan spins. Because, yeah. So the PC is good. The PC is good. All right. I think I'm probably gonna be done with trying to troubleshoot it, honestly, everybody. I think at this point I just gotta call a technician and give them money and have them figure it out, because I did what I could. Sucks. I wonder what I can do instead of streaming tonight. Wonder what I can do instead of streaming tonight. What would be a good, what would be a stream that I can do from my phone? Don't know. Dabe wants to speak. No, Dabe. You may not speak, my darling. Only I may speak. You may listen. You're gonna listen and you're gonna love it. You're gonna listen and you're gonna enjoy it. You're gonna say, yes, I love it. I love listening. Woo, yippee! Yippee, listening. You're gonna work while crying? I'm so sorry. All right, I'm gonna think about what we can do tonight. It just sucks because Vishojo planned this little Christmas party tonight with, it was initially supposed to be a collab between Nigiga and Kuro for our new VR models. And just so we're clear, I found out about that on Saturday because it was supposed to be Sunday 1 p.m. And then it got moved to today, but I did mention, I'm like, hey guys, I'm moving this week. So just so we're clear, I'm moving this week. And then I have an event that starts on the 20th. That sucks because I really want to be a part of the my event starts tomorrow and I don't have my PC working just yet. All right, let me text my computer person. Give me a second. Wonder if you can hear me typing. Oh. It's noon, so there's a possibility my computer tech could still make it today, right? Like, there's a possibility. It's not impossible. Oh, hold on, there's a few messages. Let me take a look. Dun, 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 dun. Oh no, I think it just reset everything. Why don't I write or phone Vishojo staff members who know a bit about PC? I think it's easier to just have somebody come over. I think it's easier to have somebody come over. But yeah, new VR chat models. Yeah, they're like cute little VR chat models. I'm working on a, well, I haven't started working on a 3D model. Luckily though, I did find somebody to work. Let me sit down. Actually, you know what? I have my little soda water. Let me sit down and talk to you all. Right now, it's just going to be a solo podcast. So, I am hoping that my 3D model will be done by this summer. I haven't started working on it yet. I've talked to the modeler. The thing is, the modeler that I got is extremely talented and they work with a lot with Zentreya. They did tell me, like, look, bug limbs are a little bit hard. I want to take on this kind of work. I want to do it, but just so you're aware, I've never done it before and it's going to be tough. It's a little bit different. Anything that's kind of not standard is always a little bit different. And I also had to go to a few modelers and make sure if they were comfortable modeling kind of bug limbs. And a lot of people don't like bugs. Did you know that? Did you know that a lot of people don't like bugs? I did. I did. Even with art, sometimes I have to usually ask the artist if they're comfortable with drawing bugs. So hopefully I can have a 3D model by this summer. I have some plans. I guess I can say it. It's not really, I am working. Does anybody know what para para dancing is? If you've never seen what para para dancing is, look up the song Ike Ike by Hinoy Team, or I guess it's called Ike Ike. It's basically a lot of hand movements, a lot of moving from side to side, and it's really, really fun. If you're a fan of Eurobeat and kind of, I guess initial D music, but it's Eurobeat. You've definitely seen Para Para dancing. You've definitely seen it. So I'm hoping to do a cover of Night Cover, but with Para Para dancing. And I'm hoping to have a little bit of help from another Vishojo member for the dancing. So I really, really hope for the summer I can have my 3D model because I want to start covering some. Even Vocaloid songs, like one of my favorite is Luka Luka Night Fever. I really would love to do a dance. Magnet is amazing, of course, but if I remember correctly, the Magnet dance is fairly simple. It's a lot of kind of slow arm movements, but Luka Luka Night Fever, she's jumping and dancing and moving a lot. She's grooving. She's Luka Megurine is just. She's doing her best, you know? She's moving, as they say. Oh, for some reason the comments are okay, there we go. I got the comments. Sometimes the comments kind of mix around. Like I have an 18-minute comment up top. Oh, it's because I wasn't going by latest comments. I'm so sorry, everybody. I promise I know how to use Twitter. You didn't mean to request press to speak. No worries. Don't worry at all. Thanks for understanding that I wasn't being mean. I'm just kind of like, no, you can't talk. Only I talk. I love your profile picture. It's very cute. Little clown kitty. Little clown kitty. Yeah, this is basically a phone call where I'm like, honey, I don't understand why it's not working. I don't understand why it's not working. I'm excited. There's a lot of really fun stuff. I think I've had this conversation with Fruit the other day where Fruit's been doing, okay. Fruit and I talked about singing and our singing voices. And I always really love singing kind of more rock and metal because I like rock and metal. I really, really do. And when I was recording for my latest cover, which I think is coming out December 22nd, if there's no delays, I sing very softly. And I kind of like the way my voice sounds when I sing softly. I wasn't used to it. And Fruit was telling me how she, when she was learning to sing, she kind of wanted to have a very cute singing voice, kind of like her speaking voice. But when she sings, she just goes kind of deeper and rougher. And we were talking about like, huh, maybe we should just go with where our voice goes, intentionally. But if I could have it my way, every single cover would be a metal cover of a Vocaloid song. I just love metal covers of Vocaloid songs so much. I will find every single, you know how I usually like finding those? I usually like going on YouTube and just looking up metal cover of a song that I like. And then if I find a person, I hire them to do my cover. So I was looking through some people and I saw somebody who did a metal cover of Magnet. I might message them and just be like, hey, I saw you did this. Sell it to me. Sell it to me. Give it to me for money. Oh, Kiki, I can't wait to see that. You gave me an idea to do a drawing of me in the song Luka Luka Night Fever. Can't wait to see it. You don't like this chat function? I mean, it's kind of all we have, Nameless. You have to just use the hashtag and hope that I see it. I'm sorry. Hey, any complaints? Send them to Elon Musk. I did not make Twitter Space, okay? Blame Mr. Musk. I did nothing. I'm just using this feature, all right? I'm just using the feature. That's it. Don't blame me, blame Mr. Musk. June, you already have a long. So, for anybody who doesn't know, my next cover, That's releasing in 2 days. Mitsui underscore June did the instrumental for it and the mixing. And the reason for it is that I've been following June for a really long time, and I've been a fan of their work. And I saw them a while back before I debuted. They tweeted out and they said, "I'm glad that everybody loves my rock covers, but just once I would love to try my hand at something not rock, not metal." So then I came up to them and I was like, "Hey, you want to do something non-rock, non-metal? Yeah, okay. Would you like to mix 12 voices? Okay, okay." And yeah, it's coming in 2 days or so. But I'm actually, you know, stealing June for my March project. So you'll be very busy. And I also am going to steal you. Now that we talked about... Now that we talked about some of the stuff, I think I'm going to steal you for a piano project, you know, like orchestral kind of sounding. We'll see. It's fun. It's fun to try new stuff. Her song is so good, isn't it, Zenti? God, if anybody hadn't heard Fruit's latest song, it's incredible. It's so good. Please take a look at it. Oh. I also feel that my voice kind of lends pretty well to heavy instrumentals. So not to talk about singing a little bit, but you'll hear in a few days when I release the cover, I sang very softly, but my voice just sounds heavy. My voice has kind of a heavy quality to it. Even when I sing softly, it sounds kind of not rougher, but heavier. And because of that, I feel that my voice really goes well with a heavier instrumental. One doesn't kind of overpower the other. But at the same time, just because something goes well doesn't mean you can't try different stuff, right? Yeah, Matara asking people if they want to mix 12 voices. I always ask, right? Like before giving the scope of a project, especially for art deadlines, right? I'll usually tell people, hey, I have this within this deadline. Do you think this project is something you can take on in this time frame? I always ask. I don't want people to be surprised, right? Where I hire them for one thing and then it's, oh, by the way, whoopsies. I got so much stuff. Oopsies. Hey, can you do a drawing for me? Actually, can you do 12 drawings for me? Actually, can you do so much more stuff for me, please? Now, I always let people know. All right. I need everybody to cross their fingers and manifest and pray, whatever you do, that my computer tech has time to come over tonight. Or that my computer tech has time to come over tomorrow. Otherwise, yeah, I guess I might be having a day off tonight. Oh my goodness. What am I going to do? Actually, I know what I'm going to do. I have so much work to do. I got so much stuff to prepare. I got so many things to do, but I kind of wish I could be on my computer for them. Got a lot of cool stuff. And I wanna try and plan something nice for the Toys for Tots that we're fundraising for. Does anybody know what it's currently at? I did tell you all we were gonna do a bald toggle for 69K. I wanna be matching with Zentreya. Bald beauties. That's us. The bald beauties. Bald mothers. No, bald women. Balding women. I'm cooking. Hold on. I don't know what I'm cooking, but I'm doing my best. Is it spoilers though if I like talking about my projects? I don't know. I feel, whenever VTubers reveal their new outfits, they pretty much kind of show you the right arm of Exodia, the left arm of Exodia the whole way through, right? Especially non-corporate VTubers. I feel like I get to see a lot of the outfit before the outfit even gets revealed. And it's fun. It gets me excited. It gets me to kind of speculate is the wrong word, but it gets me kind of, talking about it. I like talking about my stuff. It also kind of helps me, what's the word? Being excited about a project kind of takes away all the work I had to put into the project. It's nice to think about something other than, oh my God, how much work went into this. Exciting. It gets me excited. You think it's at 56K? That's insane. I hope I can do a few things to raise it this week. Oh my God, that was my heater that just turned on. It scared me. Thank you, AJ. I am done troubleshooting everything. I texted a person to see if they can come over. And if they can't, well, somebody else will. I'll message somebody else then. I messaged a tech. So I am officially retired. What you don't know is that I've been doing this since 8 in the morning. No, maybe like 9 something in the morning. So it's been a solid 2.5 hours before I turned on this stream and said, you know what? I'm done. I'm done trying. I'm done trying. All right. I'm just gonna hang out. I'm just gonna talk a little bit and have a good day and have a good time. You know what I've been wanting to do as well? I don't know. Some people call it a vision board, but just kind of plan out my next year. But the problem is, I don't know what changes. I feel like VTubing kind of changes so quickly. And especially the people that I'm around, I'm kind of around a lot of trend makers, right? Like Zen and Mouse, especially, Fruit with all her music. And because of that, I don't want to plan my year whole year in advance. I might have to have little overviews like, okay, in the next 2, 3 months, what am I working on? February, I have these things I want to, sorry, January, I have these things I want to start. February, I'm going to Japan and Thailand. March, my big project begins. My big project begins. And then from that, we see what happens this summer. What if a new game comes out? What if, something crazy happens that shakes the world of VTubing. I can't plan that far ahead. Anything can happen. Random doodle while listening. That is such a cute doodle. Thank you for the doodle, darling. Have I done any off collabs with other Mishoujo members yet? I was supposed to have an off collab with Project Melody. It was supposed to be right after. What is the name of that event? TwitchCon. But we didn't. But I'm probably going to try to visit Melody in January. And I was going to go to Ado concert with Fruit, but that's sold out. But I'm still going to try and visit Fruit. Not sure if I can do it in March because I have my project in March. But yeah, I haven't done so much. But we'll see. I'm not, how do I say this? It'll happen when it happens. I'm also in a place right now where I need to kind of, how do I say it? I have a lot more responsibility than I ever had, where I have a YouTube channel and a Twitch channel and a Discord where I'm very active. I want to launch an Instagram. I'm just changing kind of the way my shorts are working, things like that. There's a lot of things that I'm very involved in, and I just moved. Plus,
I'm trying to get back into training for a half marathon and weightlifting again. So if I go on a trip, it kind of breaks into my routine of, you know, because when you're traveling, you want to eat, you want to do fun stuff, and it's a lot easier to kind of sit at home and eat your chicken and broccoli. So I kind of want to make sure that I set up all my systems properly before traveling. I'm hoping to set a lot of systems in January because next year I'm going to travel a lot for streaming. And I need to make sure that I kind of have everything really well done so that if I travel, like I know my laptop, how to set everything up, how to get everything going. Because it's going to be a lot. A half marathon. Thank you. I already did one. I want to do my second one. I want to finish with a 2:30 time. But at the same time, if I do a 2:45 time, it is what it is. Actually, yeah, Rick. I was seeing, I think Zenti's in the call right now, but I saw Zenti's TikTok stuff. And yeah, I asked them if they would want to be in charge of my TikTok and my YouTube shorts. And hopefully they can start this week. I just need to, you know, have my manager kind of make them sign a few things and all that stuff, you know, the boring stuff that you don't have to worry about. And then I have some plans for YouTube, things like that. It's the hardest thing, I think, is getting everything to be well oiled. Because it's a lot of work, but there's ways to make that work kind of flow much easier and much better. So I want to try and get that work to flow much easier and much better. So that way you don't have to put in so much work every single time. I don't have to put in so much work every single time. I'll get there. Have I ever listened to Baby Metal? Yeah, I love their songs. I love their songs very, very much. I want to cover some songs of theirs, but then there's also other songs I want to cover. Too much time. Too many songs to cover. No, too many songs to cover, too little time. That's what it is. Oh my goodness. You know what? Maybe I am gonna go to the gym. I wasn't gonna go work out today, but since my PC's not working, maybe that's what I'm gonna do. Maybe I'm gonna finish this live and then have my pre-workout, and yeah, it's better than sitting at home and feeling bad for myself, right? Oh, I can't plug in my wires. No, nah, just gotta get stuff started. Gotta get moving. Gotta get some stuff going. Yeah, maybe that's not a bad idea. Keep myself busy today, keep myself occupied. Could be fun. Could be a lot of fun. Anyway, for anybody who hasn't worked out in a long time, it's always better to kind of start very, very small at the gym. Don't go overboard. Don't do too much. Just go in for a little bit. Make sure you stretch after because it will hurt. It will hurt. Very, very much. You're excited for my projects? Me too. It's really fun. I'm excited. I'm excited to build my own stuff, right? I can go at the pace that I want. I can build how I want it. I'm still not used to all the creative freedom that I have. It's really, really exciting. And It's fun to have a vision. It's fun that, you know, I actually have a really good vision for what kind of things I want to do, where I want to go. But I'm still trying to keep my vision not super set in stone so that if I need to deviate a little bit. For example, I was going to Japan and then I was talking to Usan about hanging out in Japan and they told me they're going to be in Thailand for their concert. So I said, "Hey, can I come to your concert?" Like, I'll be in Japan anyway, might as well. So that kind of changes plans. It doesn't change plans that much, but it does a little bit. When Otto revealed that she was going to do a concert, I wanted to attend. So that kind of changes my plans a little bit. It's fun. Everything will work out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not even worried. Look, worst case, I have tonight off to work on some off-stream things, which is perfect because I have a lot of things I need to work on. And I get to go to the gym today and then go to the sauna, which is going to feel great. It's fine. I've talked to Giga about this, about feeling okay to take time off. Because, you know, it's nice to take time off. You have better ideas. You're more creative. Well, I'm more creative. I have better ideas. I have more excitement too. I feel whenever I take a day off, the next day, I'm like a puppy that's just so excited to go outside. I'm so excited to stream. I'm like, I want to talk to you all. I miss you. How is everybody? And that's such a fun, like, headspace to be in, right? For streaming instead of, oh my God, I have to do it again. You've never been to a sauna? So there's different types of sauna. I guess the most famous would be a Finnish sauna. And then another sauna that I really like is called a Turkish steam sauna. And a Finnish sauna is typically what you've seen, where it's like a little wooden hut and it has dry steam in it that gets warmer and warmer. A Turkish sauna, the steam kind of goes like psh. I like it more, the Turkish sauna. But I think it's only because right now where I live, I moved, there is a Finnish sauna in the basement. And the reason for that is my flesh mother and her husband really love the sauna, so they built one. So when I was a little bit younger, I went to the Finnish sauna several times a week in the winter because it's in the house. And I like the Turkish sauna because it's a little different, right? It's something I haven't done as much, so it feels more new, more unique, more fresh. It's really, really good for muscle soreness. It's so good for your sore muscles. Do I ever feel like missing a day or two without streaming? I'll lose my audience. Honestly, no. Genuinely. I think if I go on 2 weeks without streaming, sure. Something I've learned about streaming is there's a natural kind of up and down, right? As people have exams or summer vacation or winter vacation, this is why being in a group is really beneficial because it's a safety net. So even if I don't stream, let's say for a week, oh, here's a perfect example. Haruka, I think, took a month off from stream when she was moving, right? If she streamed tomorrow, she'd probably have between 1,500 to 2,000 viewers because she has the safety net of the company, right? A lot of us are doing this together, and people kind of don't forget about Haruka because she's, you know, we talk about her all the time. If she had a collab, I would join. There's a really big safety net in being a part of a group of creators that you do a lot of stuff with. So no, you know, obviously if I took a month off, it's different, or even a week off, it's different. Also, viewership fluctuates so much, right? For example, where I live, there's a time change. So I used to start streaming an hour before Henya, and now I start streaming at the same time as Henya. When summer happens and I stream an hour before Henya, it'll probably affect my viewership a little bit, right? Where people will have time to kind of tune into my stream. It's not a big deal. It's just numbers go up and down. If tomorrow I stream And in the time that I stream, there's like a huge collab, and it's like Giga, Haruka, Mel, and Zen in a collab, and then another collab. It's Fruit and Henya and others. Yeah, I'm gonna have a bit less viewers. It's not the best thing that you can do when it comes to content is not look at day to day. Look at like month to month or week to week. And one of the reasons I did join the Shoujo is I have a lot of security. I'm very lucky and very blessed with, I have a really big security blanket where I can trial and error. I can take more time off. I can do more stuff because I exist within a group. This is making you want to join a VTuber group in the future. I think a good friend group does the same thing. There's this Twitch group called the Late Night Crew. It's just four of these guys. They stream at the same time and they tend to do a lot of collab games together. I think it's Kareem, Gassy Mexican, Burke Black, and maybe somebody else. I'm sorry if I forgot the other one. You don't need to like make it official and make it corporate. You can also just have a friend group that you do a lot of stuff together with. People like that. And you like that, right? It gives you stuff to do. Yeah, same with the idol groups, right? Yeah, it makes sense. It's just, it also helps you kind of, if your friend gets a really nice opportunity and you're in a proper group where they're, it's not like very jealousy driven and things like that, you can ask them. You could be like, hey, how did you get this sponsorship? Or how did you get this collaboration? Or how did you do this? It's really hard to find people like that. I'm very grateful that I found that in Bishojo. But at the same time, it's kind of the process of, I don't even know to call it life, but yeah, it's a thing. Sometimes people collaborate just for work, and sometimes it's more for friendship, and sometimes it's friendship and work. It's hard mixing friendship and work because somebody can be a really good friend, but not good to work with, or the opposite. But here, it's like everything is multiplied. I personally love mixing friendship and work. I've gotten burned a lot, but I just love mixing friendship and work. It's my favorite thing. I want to work with the people that I love and I'm friends with. I find it hard to work with people that I don't really know that well. But it's gotten worse since I've gotten older, I think. When I was younger, I really just didn't mind to working with anybody. You want to hear advice before trying to join a VTuber company? I recommend you take a look on Google or YouTube. I'm sure a lot of people have given really great advice in the past. I don't think I'm well suited for giving you that advice, unfortunately, my dear. It's nice to just have a group of friends to play stuff with. It's really, really fun. Personally, I really enjoy watching friends play stuff together. It's fun to watch. Doing things with a friend group is nice. You just need friends. Yeah, you do. You do. It's, yeah, you do. You have no idea how to make friends as an adult if it's not through coworkers. Usually, if it's not through coworkers, it's through other friends. It's through other friends. I feel I've kind of stopped making friends when I stopped hanging out with those friends that invite other people. When, let's say, you have a friend that does a dinner at her house and she invites her other friends, because I haven't been hanging out with people like that much, I haven't been meeting new friends. The last friend I made was my neighbor. And that's because I saw her in the elevator and I was like, hey, whoa, like, were you visiting somebody? How come you're on our floor? Then she said that she moved on our floor. And then we spoke and it was a nice convo. And then she left a note on my door and said, would you like to go for coffee or a beer? And I said, yep. What a concept. I could use a little fuel myself. And then we did. And we hung out many, many times. And then we would go to the gym together. And then sometimes I would just go over for a coffee for 30, 40 minutes. But that was kind of the last friend I made. Well, no, acquaintance friend, right? Otherwise, I feel like otherwise people tend to set you up with people that have similar interests. And I'll give you this idea. One of my family friends, I have explained to my flesh mother not to tell people what I do. I just said, just don't tell people what I do. Just don't. And I said it too. I'm like, especially if I am going to be living with you guys, it's just to, there are bad people whom I try to figure out where we live, right? And I just don't want them to be put in danger. That's like the worst feeling is when the people you love, like it's one thing if you want to, you know, figure out things about me. Okay. But my family, come on, like leave them alone. They're just old. They're just old. Leave them alone. Let them be. So I've kind of explained to my flesh mother not to tell anybody anything. And she, of course, told somebody something. So then that person was basically, I think she told somebody at work, because that lady was saying how she wants me and her daughter to be friends. And I took a look because her daughter's a YouTuber and her daughter does a lot of React videos, actually. And I really like them. I thought she was doing really well. I thought she's super pretty. I thought she's super cool. And it's kind of that idea of people tend to want to link people together either romantically, right? Like maybe if she had a son, she would have said that. Ugh. Romantically. Ugh. Or through work. So usually if you're, I don't know, maybe a makeup artist and somebody's trying to be a makeup artist, they'll, you know, introduce you to the other. Yeah, you gotta find people with common interest. Honestly, I think one of the easiest ways to make friends is through communities. I'm not even kidding, but I see, for example, not to shill my Discord a little bit, but the Momos play Gardic Phone together and they play other games together and it's fun. You kind of meet people with similar interests. But in real life, it's the same thing. People tend to group you by similar interests. And you got to be not afraid. You actually got to say like, hey, do you want to grab a drink sometime? Or do you want to, I don't know, do you play games? You got to be like, hey man, do you play Overwatch? Do you want to play sometime? If you don't do that, you know, then nothing happens. Nothing gets done. Hold on. Let me tell my manager about my computer. My computer isn't booting up. I contacted a tech person. That sucks. I really wanted to be a part of this. Oh, man. It's okay. It'll happen. Let me get back into my hashtag and see what I'm missing. Do I have any advice on becoming a VTuber? My real advice is just do it. Just start. There's a lot of stuff that you have to learn, right? When you're starting, there's a lot of things that you don't know about that you have to learn. The sooner you start, the better you can learn what you like playing, what you don't like playing, what kind of community you want to have. And my second advice is look up videos on YouTube and Google of people talking about advice to start, because they can probably go into more detail about actual advice on how to curate your community, how to build things, how to do things in a way that I'm a little bit out of touch with that, right? Have you ever seen those interviews of Hollywood celebrities where they're like, oh, Yeah, for Christmas, I just bought my family a private jet. Like, you can just buy your family first class flight tickets. And everybody looks at them like, no, we can't afford that. Are you kidding me? So I feel like, for me, I'm a little bit out of touch because I've been a bigger streamer for a little while now. So I don't want to give you the kind of advice of like, just play what you want to play. Just be yourself. People will love that. Because play what you want to play. You're going to play Call of Duty to two viewers for 5 years. Don't play what you want to play. Which is why I really recommend that you kind of take a look about advice from people who made it a little bit, for people who are currently making it and they're in the trenches right now. Because again, my advice might sound like a Hollywood out of touch celebrity. Just debut with VShojo. Just debut with VShojo. It's like that. Is there a Discord? Yep. If you type Discord in my stream, you can join it, but only subs can talk. But if you're not a sub, we do gift a lot of subs, so you can always just lurk until you get gifted a sub. Hideko, I don't think I should be answering such kind of personal questions about the VShojo. I don't know what to even call it about VShojo. Unfortunately, I have to not answer your questions anymore. Sorry, darling. I'm usually the friends introducing friends. Oh, I used to be like that. I used to be like that until I became, a computer dweller. I also love mixing friends. It's really, really fun. One of my favorite things to do when I was younger was to invite all my different friend groups to my birthday. The only problem is they would fight. I'm really attracted to like main character people. So I've had a lot of friends in my life that are very main character. I love that. I love that energy. I just love goofy kind of star people. I don't know what to say, like very much, But they would then always fight. The amount of times I've mixed all my friend groups together and then they would fight. Had a friend, I'm no longer friends with her, which kind of sucks because we have a matching tattoo together. It's nothing big, it's just a little heart on my pinky. It's a very basic tattoo. So every time I would invite her anywhere, she would get into a fight with my other friends. One time she got into a fight with one friend and she kind of explained like, oh, I think he's in love with me. And I was like, well, yeah, you're a hot girl. I get it. Maybe he likes you and you guys, the relationship soured, whatever. I kind of took her side. Then another time, it was another guy. And again, I was kind of like, okay, whatever. Maybe he really likes her. Then she got into a fight with my gay guy friend. I was like, okay, that's a lot. Like now at this point, it's not because he likes you, right? Then she got into a fight with my friend who's a girl, who's also a really kind of hot girl. And then eventually I was like, wait, you're just hard to get along with. You get along with me because I am more passive in our friendship. Because like I said, I really love these kind of extravagant characters of people. But when you deal with another extravagant person, you just can't handle it. Dun, dun, dun. I'm terrified of friends fighting. I think having your friends fight is a really good indicator of their character because maybe your friend only shows one part of their personality with you, right? It's like going to a restaurant with your friend and your friend is rude to the waiter and you've never would have known that they do that. Oh, Tio, that's my favorite thing about introverts. I always have this joke. You don't really know if an introvert likes you. How to tell if an introvert likes you? They don't shut up. You'll think an introvert doesn't like you, and then they'll tell you how they once killed a man and where they buried all the body parts. You're like, wow, this introvert really likes me. They'll tell you all of their deepest, darkest secret. They'll tell you all of their deepest, darkest secret. See if you like streaming or content. Oh, yeah, absolutely. See if you even like streaming or doing content. I feel there's this idea of what streaming is. Maybe you'll really enjoy being a YouTuber more or being a TikToker. Maybe you'll enjoy chatting more than playing games. Or maybe you'll enjoy doing music streams or pottery streams or some kind of craft. You don't have to play games. In fact, a lot of Twitch content that isn't around games is also really, really good. This sounds so silly, and I really have to rethink this part of my life, but when I got into Twitch, what I saw Twitch was old guys with beards playing video games for 10 hours a day. So a lot of my measure of success on Twitch is playing video games for 8 hours a day on Twitch. But I don't enjoy gaming the same way that I did 12 years ago. I like gaming. I think it's fun, but even when it comes to really good games, I don't want to binge them. I want to kind of have something to look forward to every week. It's different now. And maybe it's the same thing for you. Maybe when you watch content, you think some kind of content is what you want to do, but it's not. That being said, I believe everybody can be a streamer. Everybody can be a YouTuber. You just need to find your, I wouldn't say niche, but you just need to find something. There needs to be kind of an intersection between what you kind of like to do, what is kind of, I wouldn't say popular, but at least has a chance to be marketed towards people. So it's like you need to like to do it and it needs to be kind of marketed. That being said, if you like Warhammer, you don't have to play Warhammer games. You can do, what the hell is that sound? Hold on. What is that sound? Oh my God, it's my heater. When the heater turns on, it scared me. So if you like playing Warhammer, you don't have to stream yourself playing Warhammer. You can do maybe like Warhammer embroidery. You can do Warhammer art. You can do Warhammer painting. There's a lot of different things you can do in the Warhammer universe that isn't just playing Warhammer. And that goes for every single niche and every single game and every single thing, right? Do VTubers just message their coworkers, managers on Discord? I do. I like it. With VShojo, we have a Discord, but my assistant, sometimes when I'm like out on a walk, I send my assistant voice notes on WhatsApp. I just send them like a 10-minute voice note on WhatsApp. Well, usually I break them off into parts. Yeah. Right, where were we? Let me catch up a bit. You would be the most boring person to bring since you actively seek no conflict. I love that. That is not boring at all. That is so secure of you. If trust me, like it took me growing up quite a bit to also kind of start recognizing when people seek conflict with me. And I do want to preface. I think it's different when you're streaming, right? Because when you're streaming, you're kind of trying to have little fun reactions, right? Let's say I'm streaming and Zen says something. I'll be like, oh, did you hear what Zen said? How could you? But in person, it takes a lot of being secure with yourself not to, right? Let's say I'm out, somebody goes, your outfit looks weird. You go, thanks. Yeah, it does. Glad you noticed. Why are you wearing that? Because it's my clean shirt. I cleaned it. Why are you wearing this shirt again? Because I bought it to wear again. Matara, when introverts don't tell her about the best body hiding places. No, I'm telling you, how you know an introvert likes you is they overshare. Your IRL brother keeps telling you to make a video for your YouTube channel? Hell yeah. Why not? You want to get back to streaming, but you're terrified of attracting some weirdo? Well, unfortunately, that can happen no matter your size, no matter anything. I know a friend who streamed, I know an acquaintance, she streamed like 6 years ago for a few months. She played League of Legends to maybe 20 viewers, and she still has a stalker from that, which is insane. There's a streamer I watch quite a lot called Adam versus Everything. He plays RimWorld, and he said that when he had 20 or so viewers, he was talking about where he lived, and at one point somebody sent him a picture of his wife and his kid at the playground, and they said like, "Oh, I want to be friends. We should like have our kids do a play date." And since then he completely stopped. By the way, he says the story on stream, so this is nothing, you know. Since then he like changed everything, does not say anyone's name, does not say any locations. And that happened when he had just 20 viewers. So 10-minute voice notes. Candace, I break them off. Usually I break them off by topic. Yeah. Ooh, Xeno. Good for you. I'm happy for you. That's awesome. That's exciting. I can confirm I do not shut up when excited. Yeah. It's really nice to see introverts getting inspired about things and feel safe to talk about their things. Believe it or not, actually, I think it's fairly believable. So, because I stream and talk so much, when I'm not streaming, let's say I just finished stream and I go to dinner with a friend, I like when they tell me things. I like not talking about my things because I'm tired. I'm tired of talking about my things. I want to listen to thing about things. Have I thought of doing a cover for Mafia? No, not really. I have other songs I'm more excited about. P.O. boxes are your friends in your line of work. I only now have a the Vishojo P.O. box, so I don't really want people to send me gifts. And if ever it got to the point of I need something, I just send it to the Vishojo box. I've had a lot of friends with P.O. boxes, and unfortunately, your house kind of clutters up with stuff. And I'm trying to unclutter my stuff, especially because I have a lot of. Ooh, speaking of, I got my Warhammer stuff. I got an extra thing that I bought that I didn't post because it's not from Warhammer 40K. It's from Fantasy Warhammer. Hold on. It's like a little Christmas goblin that I need to paint. Paint. His name is, it's not John Cena. It's Grokmas Gits. Commemorative series. I think he's from, yeah, he's from Age of Sigmar, so he's from 40K. But he's so cute, I had to get him. Grokmas Gits. Look it up, everybody. Grotmas and then Gitz. He's so cute. It's like a little goblin with gifts in his mouth and a little goblin on top of him with a little like Santa satchel. They're so cute. Am I planning anything big on Christmas Day? Yes, I am going to be streaming on Christmas Day. I have a gift for you guys from me. And I think on Christmas Eve, we'll be doing Naughty or Nice for the viewers, and we'll be doing Naughty or Nice for Vishojo. On Chris, and we'll be writing, oh wait, I think we're supposed to write letters to Santa on Thursday. I have to check my schedule and my calendar, but I will be streaming on Christmas Day. And I'll be streaming a lot. In the next few days, I'll be streaming a ton. What's Warhammer? Look it up. Look it up, you won't regret it. Thank you, Chip. I am having a drink of water. My next time having alcohol will be on the New Year's countdown on stream. I'm not drinking for pretty much all of December, but I just found out my flesh mother wasn't drinking either. So she bought these like kombucha drinks, and honestly, it kind of hits the same spot. So I think what I'm gonna do probably after New Year's, I might not drink for a little bit longer just to see if it helps me with my gym gains. Because I really want to try and get my half marathon time down to 2:30. So we'll see. I am technically having a drink of water. Grotmas Gits. Yes, he's so cute. Look him up. He's so cute. I know he's from Age of Sigmar, but still. You should try. It's really, really fun to get into it. The story is immaculate. There's so much in the story. There's no good guy. There's a lot of different players. There's a lot of different stuff. It's just a really, really well-written universe. And I like that. I like that a lot. You have so much lore. You have so many details. You have so much stuff to get into. How would I describe Pinot Noir? Soft. Soft, tender. Soft and tender. It is very soft, very tender. Very chill, very nice. I love it very much. Hold on, I keep getting off of my hashtag. Do I like jacuzzis? Sure. Who doesn't? In the winter, you're in a jacuzzi, enjoying life. Maybe that's what I need. Maybe I need a jacuzzi to solve all my problems. Actually, I think I need a cat. A while back, I went to a cat cafe and I was feeling kind of down that day. And I went to a cat cafe, I think it was this summer, with a friend, and just I was watching this. I called it an idiot cat. I don't know if it was an idiot cat, but the cat was dumb. Dumb. Like I mean it. The cat was dumb, and it gave me so much serotonin to watch this dumb cat be dumb. It gave me so much happiness and serotonin. So then sometimes I think I'm like, well, should I just get a cat, you know? I definitely can't get a dog because I travel too much. Twitter space is weird. I know. Put all your complaints towards Mr. I almost said Zuckerberg, Mr. Musk. You're having trouble having the emotional energy to do things in the past few months. So, you know, not to use the burnout card, but you could be burned out. If you are burned out, it takes a while to recover. I know this from experience. That being said, when it comes to doing things, there's this phrase in Russian that I really like. When you say не хочу, it's like I don't want to do something. You go, а через не хочу. Like, what about if you get over the I don't wanna? So, you know, I'm not trying to be like, oh, just don't be depressed. Smile. Have you tried smiling more? No, nothing like that. But I didn't wanna set up my whole computer this morning, but I did. And, you know, maybe after this call, I don't want to go to the gym. But I'm gonna. Sometimes just starting a task makes it easy. One thing I like to do is I like to give myself like a 10-minute timer on a task. And I don't put the timer. What I tell myself is I'll say, I'll just do it for 10 minutes. But then I end up doing it for so much longer. It really, really sucks. But when it comes to that kind of stuff, you just have to do it. Something that helps me is playing music. Listening to a podcast, calling a friend. The amount of times I didn't want to clean my home and I just called a friend while I'm cleaning my home, that really, really helps me. Oh my God, your little kitty Zenti. What's their name? Was it an orange cat by any chance? Why did, is what is the deal with everybody saying orange cats are dumb? I love it. I don't know, Xeno. It's definitely not that bad. I definitely recommend watching the Breaky videos that I watched. I definitely recommend going on my YouTube channel and watching my react to the Breaky videos. I can't wait to see them, Aaron. I think I'm going to look through them this week. Just as soon as I can get on my computer and check my calendar. I have my calendar on my phone, but I mean, kind of establish my day-to-day stuff. I love my cat very much, but he's a very stupid and stubborn cat. They will find any random piece of plastic to chew on. Honestly, that's one of the reasons I don't really want to get a cat. It's my PC stuff. I feel like my cat will chew through it all. Maybe one day I'll get a cat. The thing with being lazy and unmotivated is sometimes it really is just in your head. I've noticed there's times when I'll tell myself, oh, I'm just gonna stay in bed and do nothing. And I really stay in bed and do nothing. And so many times where I thought, oh, I'm too tired to do this. I'm too tired to do that. And then I start, and 3 hours later, I clean my whole house. You know? It sucks because, again, I want to make sure it doesn't sound like I'm being like, oh, you're depressed. Just don't be depressed. Smile. Just don't be sad. Be happy. Turn that frown upside down. No. Come on. I once had an orange cat roommate named Puppy, and he fell off the arm of a couch while sleeping twice. I love that. Orange cats are like the Momos. They have one single brain cell at most. I love that. I love that so much. That is absolutely adorable. Do have a favorite kind of cat? Not really. I think all cats are really cute. Sometimes I was gonna say I like the fluffy cats, but I don't think I like the fluffy cats more. I like all cats quite a bit. I like all cats quite a bit. Hold on, let me get my Matara space. NPC your way out of sadness. Oh, that is such a good way of putting it. A while back, I remember somebody saying, just pretend you're a Sims character. Honestly, it does something. Just NPC your way. I'm telling you. You kind of have to find tricks. Like for myself, I know that if I have a task, you know what I did a while back? I actually asked a friend to just get in Discord with me while I worked on stuff. And while she was doing something in her house, I just called her while I was working on my stuff. You have to find hacks on like how to make yourself motivated. For the gym, I have an easy way out now. My mother's husband, he is so fit, always going to work out. If I'm like, hey, let's go to the gym. He's already there, you know? He's already on his way. So, you know, if you get yourself a gym buddy like that, his name is May. They are right. He is orange cat energy. Oh my God. Look at his little toesies. Look at his little paws. He looks so shocked. I love. Look at that cat picture. What the hell? What the hell? It's almost 2 a.m. Thank you for the doodle. Oh man, I love cats. But again, I feel like I can just enjoy all the benefits of a cat by going to a cat cafe, right? And not have to worry about all the other stuff. It's the same thing if your friend has a kid, you know? You can be a cool aunt once a year for 10 minutes and then not have to put up with the rest of it. Do I want the Momos to dress up as cats? You can dress up however you like. Maids, kitties, doggos. Chiriz nie chachu. Yeah. You kind of have to. And I know it sucks because the biggest kind of thing in life is you kind of understand that most people don't want to do things. But you basically trick yourself by not. You have to not think too much. Like, for example, you wake up, you just have to get out of bed. If you stay in bed, which I do too much, that's it, you're done. But if you get out of bed, you just get energy. It's weird. Gym, same thing. I can spend the whole day freaking out about going to the gym, but then I go to the gym and I'm like, ooh, that was nice. That was great. He's not an orange cat, but he's a monstrosity. He's so cute. He looks so sad in the second picture. Why is he so sad? Thank you, J20. You don't know how this works? What do you mean you don't know how this works? You're hearing me, no? And if you're not hearing me, then I don't know. If you're not hearing me, then I don't know. Here's a pic of my cat I took in 2019 when he was 2 months old. So cute. Oh, look at his little ears. Look at his little paws. I also got a cat, but he's kind of dumb. He's eating whatever he sees. Doesn't matter. Oh, your cats are so pretty, everybody. I want a cat. I want a cat. Oh, 1 second, everybody. My tech answered me. Okay. My computer tech can be over tomorrow, 1 p.m. Hopefully, I can be ready for stream at 6 p.m. I might start stream at like 8 p.m., if anything. Are we Wednesday today? We're Tuesday. Nice. All right, good news, everybody. Good news, everybody. I'm gonna take tonight off. Woo! Yay! Yay, I have tonight off. It's fine. I am going to work on stuff tonight. I just kind of need to start because I was starting on the 20th, my 12 days of Matara Mas, but we might have to start on the 21st. Oh my God, he might come tonight. Yes. Oh my goodness, I hope he comes tonight, please. I heard you mentioned cat pictures. Oh my goodness, your cat is so big and chunky. All right, everybody. I think I might have to do a stream where I react to your pets. And I'm just warning you, all my reactions will be, oh my God, look at him. Oh my God. I am the offender of baby voice when it comes to animals. I baby voice when it comes to animals all the time. I'm so sorry. Cats are just sometimes very special. My cat Snickers likes to smack my dog butt to try and scare her and likes chewing on plastic. Snickers look so cute in their little home. Look at the little paw turning under them. Oh, this is giving me so much happiness. Oh, he was sad because I undid all the help he provided when I was making my bed. Oh. Look at the little puppy. I don't have a cat, but I have a dog. Look at his little paws. Oh my God, stop. I have to stop. I have to stop. Okay, I'm gonna do this on a stream. I promise you, we're gonna have a stream where I will ooh and awe at your pets. God, I'm so. I really will. I use a baby voice for pets. I know. Thank you, Martin. I appreciate it. It's the least I can do. Hopefully, my computer tech can come tonight at 6 p.m. And if so, that means I could be live tomorrow, as the greats predicted. you know? Oh, that would be so nice. Oh, that would be so nice. All right, give me one second. Let me ask my mother's husband if he wants to go to the gym. Because we were supposed to go this morning, but then I said I need all this computer stuff set up. But now that all this computer stuff's set up, give me 1 minute. Hold on. I'm gonna. All right, one second. Da 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 da. Behave.
Oh my God, I had accidentally muted my microphone. Ah! I don't know when I stopped talking. No! I was talking about the cute cats. No! I was talking about the cute cats in the little flower pot, and I was talking about the cute... Anyway, okay. I don't know when I got muted, so let me just re-say everything. I love you all. I will be active on Twitter. I'll be in Discord for a little bit. I won't be at the collab tonight. Hopefully, I can be streaming tonight by 6 p.m. I'll let you know. And hopefully, we can be back to a regular schedule soon. I need normality in my life. I love you all. Have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Ocho mama, ocho mama.